Neil Young drops lawsuit against Donald Trump over his music played at campaign events. By BenQ on December 8, 2020. Rocker Neil Young has dropped his lawsuit against Donald Trump's campaign over his music being played at the president's campaign events, The Hollywood Reporter has revealed. The 74-year-old filed the lawsuit back in August after the Trump campaign played songs including Rockin' in the Free World and Devil's Sidewalk at a rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on grounds that they did not have the proper licensing. However, the reporter claims that the case now has been dismissed with prejudice, meaning that claims can't be renewed. This typically is a strong sign of settlement, although the lawyers involved haven't yet responded to a request for clarification, the outlet notes. The notice of dismissal came on the day in which Trump was due in court to respond to Young's claims. The lawsuit was likely triggered by Young's personal animosity toward Trump. In 2018, Young described the president as a lowlife and an animal who has plunged the United States into crisis. The man, Trump, the president of the United States, is a mess, he said at the time. He has no balls. He hasn't got one ball. He literally has nothing. All the bravado, all the you're fired, all that shit. He doesn't have the balls to look anybody in the face and tell them anything. Young is just one of numerous musicians to complain about Trump's use of their music at various events over the years. In the run-up to the 2016 presidential campaign, artists including Adele, Rihanna, the Rolling Stones, and Queen all warned his campaign that such use of their music was unauthorized, although the legal grounds for such claims remain highly disputed. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at q@breitbart.com.